Back here on Darren and Donick, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here on this Wednesday afternoon. We say hello to Crazy Legs. Craig Smith is on the line with us. Craig, what's up?
Guys, how we doing?
You know, it's too bad you weren't playing San Jose this weekend, because maybe if it would have worked out, you could have snuck away in San Jose, but that would be kind of hard to pull this off. I get it. But sneak away and see Wisconsin play and then play your game against the Sharks.
That would have been cool. That would have been cool. Not very often do they kind of cross paths like that, but that'd be pretty neat.
So they have the Ducks first round. Are you feeling good about it?
Yeah, I mean, they always have a pretty good showing. I mean, I love getting together and watching the game, but I haven't watched too closely throughout the year, so I kind of got to get all caught up before the game starts.
I'm trying to think of the time. What, Willie? It's going to be what, Friday afternoon, mid to late? You guys will probably still be in the air or maybe getting close to landing in the peg. So maybe you could check out some there at the hotel before you go get dinner Friday night. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they got to do work, man. they got to get in there and get the lead. So when I turn it on, when I get in there, you know, I'll put a happy face.
No doubt about it. What has really worked for this combination the last three games? Your line has really stood out. Why has it worked so well?
I think it's a combination of just work ethic, I think. I don't know. Sometimes you get guys together and it just kind of works for some reason. We just keep finding each other on the ice. I think, you know, we work to create turnovers, and I think – with our speed and our line, I think, you know, we're extremely opportunistic. We want to turn up and get going. So, you know, the more turnovers we create, the more chances we'll have.
It's a real credit to the room, and you've been in that room now for a good while. So you've been a part of this, and you've seen the new faces come and faces go. But, you know, I always enjoy asking the new guys, and Granlin came up for postgame up in Barrow House with Hal and I last night, and I asked him about getting acclimated to the room, and Granlin just really lit up. I mean, he you could tell he was, one, he's really enjoying this experience to this point, but I kind of feel like everybody gives the same answer. It's easy for you to just to blend in and fit right in. Like, you guys make it easy for the new guys to come into a room.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, we got a lot of fins in that room, so he probably likes that. But yeah, I mean, we have such a great group of guys. I mean, I think everybody just wants to, everybody wants everybody to feel like, you know, they have a place here, and it's and to feel comfortable. I mean, there's nothing worse than feeling comfortable and feeling uncomfortable somewhere you don't want to be. So, I mean, this is a wonderful place to play, and I think everybody knows that. Everybody wants to have fun and you know, appreciate the guys that we play with. So, I mean, everyone's happy. You know, you play better that way.
Yeah, and I bring that up because I think we take for granted that, you know, it's, oh, well, it's just got to be like that everywhere. And that's not the case. It's not every room is like that. I mean, there's some rooms I've heard guys say when I was, you know, playing, and so it was cliquish, you know, or that everybody kind of broke off into groups. And so not every room is like, because I feel like everybody says the same response about your room.
Yeah, I think that it's a huge compliment to the group that we have. I think everybody wants to, everybody wants to feel welcome. And I think we do a great job of that, because there's no other way to do it. I mean, the teams that come together the fastest and do something special are the guys that are willing to kind of put themselves out there and lend a helping hand to a guy he doesn't know. If he needs help around the city or something like that, you know, that all factors into it, especially when you get down to the end of the season. I think that you get to know guys a little bit quicker, and if you're cliquish and you're doing your own thing all the time, and you just don't get to know guys that well, and that kind of hurts chemistry.
Speaking of the new guys, they seem like they're blending in well on the ice as well. Everybody has scored now. Brian Boyle has racked up 5 goals already since joining you guys. Simmons breaks through last night. Granlin broke through a home game last week. So it seems like the new guys are having an impact pretty early on. How have you felt thus far with the play out on the ice with those guys?
I like it. I mean, they're all exceptional players. I think there is a little bit of time for adjustment. I mean, there's the structure of our systems. Things just get so detailed nowadays. It's just it's really hard to kind of turn it over in a day or two and try to grasp it. They've done such a good job at kind of picking up on things. I think like I said, with our group being so open and welcoming, I mean, I think that guys have no problem talking to each other and that's what's going on. But at the end of the day, it's about making the read and making a hockey play, and they're great hockey players.
I felt like the Sharks game, and maybe we can come back and revisit that down the road. Maybe it's not the time, but I feel like that game could be maybe a turning point for you guys heading in the right direction as you're getting ready to wrap up the regular season. That was a big win in a tough environment, a tough place on Saturday night. Did you feel the same? I feel like there was a carryover last night with your shutout win over Toronto.
Yeah, no, especially. I mean, that was one we marked on the calendar, especially going through that trip as a really big game. That place is always it's always a tough place to play there, and that team's always giving us a headache. So, I thought it was exceptional. I thought there was a lot of things in our game that were awesome. We played with a lot of passion, and we were able to establish a lot of zone time against that team. So it was great. It felt like we played the right way. So, that's kind of what we're looking for right now. Everybody's kind of coming together, and that's just one more stepping stone and feeling a little bit better going into the playoffs.
Greg Smith is with us, Nashville Predators winger. And, Greg, along the lines of playing the right way, it seems like the team in these last couple of games has found the balance of that offensive attack where you want to be aggressive but also having the balance on defense and not giving up too much going the other way. It's always a fine line, isn't it? All those little decisions that have to be made to try to get that balance.
Yeah, you know, I think so. I mean, I definitely see what you're saying. I mean, there's a balance between playing desperate defensively and playing creative towards the other end. I think, when you get both of those to kind of come together, with a little bit of passion and some piss and vinegar, you get what you like. So, we've liked what we had the last couple games. I think we've had a good blend of that, but I think that's what we've been looking for the last 20 games. I think it's kind of been up and down. Have a couple games that we kind of see it here and there for a few, but the last couple games it's been a little bit more consistent where we want it. I think that all comes to prepare how we prepare and come out for the first period.
Greg, I speaking of another theme of this interview here, Darren talking about welcoming new guys, and another thing that happened today, of course, Austin Watson rejoined the group. He was on the ice for practice, talked about how appreciative he was that the organization has stuck by him, the person. And I know it's going to be day by day on the hockey stuff. That will take care of itself in time. But I know you guys probably had to be really happy to see him get to this point and get back with you guys.
Sure. Yeah. It's been an interesting year. I'm sure on his part. So there's a lot of, he's gone through a lot here. So I think from here on out, we got to finish these next we got to finish this week out strong. This would be a huge week for our team, and I'm really excited for the games ahead. I think it's gonna be a good test for us and to kind of see where we're at going forward.
No question. Tomorrow, as you mentioned, you got an elite team. Can't even look ahead to Saturday. We know how big that one's going to be, but now you've got the Pittsburgh Penguins coming into town, and it seems to me, and you tell me if you think it's a different approach how they do it as opposed to the teams you've just faced, but they look kind of similar to me to Toronto and San Jose. So high octane with the offense that you really have to be on point to beat those guys.
Yeah, I mean, especially with Toronto, I mean, the long game is definitely there. I think that they're, when their D get it, I think they have enough speed, enough skill to kind of take off and make plays. And I mean, even we played them in the playoffs a couple of years back. I thought they were one of the best teams at chipping pucks to areas and kind of run and gun game with their forwards. So it's tough to defend. I mean, it's they got a lot of good players over there.
90s theme last night in the building, Craig. Some music. What's your wheelhouse? Because I don't know if 90s music was really your wheelhouse, but what would be a couple of your favorites?
I think Smitty would be like classics. 90s are sort of classics for him.
Yeah.
For us, it'd be like unreal. What we grew up with,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was kind of more our wheelhouse, but but what would be yours?
Oh, man. Like, I'm trying to think.
Do you like the grunge? Did you like the grunge bands like Nirvana and Pearl Jam and those?
I really did. I liked the grunge. But I really liked, I'm trying to, Whoop, There It Is. Like, honestly, when we came off the warm-up, that one was a big one for me.
They did a good job with the music last night. They had the whole gamut covered. They hit everything.
It was good. It was good. I was pumped up. A little jump around in there.
got to do that for the Badgers, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, it was great. That's a cool theme. I've never seen that. I didn't really know what was going on until the music started, and I was like, what's going on? Because it wasn't our typical music, so it was great to see. We had our the announcers all dressed up and everything, so it was great.
All right, Smitty, here you go. For the Badgers, this is the one guy you got to know when you watch the basketball game. If the timing works here, Ethan Happ, one of the best players in the country. He's the leader for the Badgers. And he's got to be the guy that gets it done for them when they play Oregon.
He's got to be a monster.
Number 22, long and lean. He's a really good player. So that's the guy you got to focus on.
Right on. I hope he's putting up 40. So
are you guys doing the brackets? Are you guys going to fill out a bracket?
Yeah, I got to fill mine out here this afternoon.
Okay.
We got him going this year. So it's exciting. It's exciting to watch it. So
I know. I noticed you didn't say Right Said Fred, so no, I'm too sexy.
Nash was dancing to that one.
Did he?
Miss that one? Yeah.
Okay, I missed that.
He had a little routine to that.
Is that where he took off his shirt? Okay,
yeah.
And he had the six-pack.
Yep. He wore the original jersey from 98-99, the blue.